B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From PC Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Getting
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new guy.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Roy is dusting off the didgeridoo.
We need to bring that back in here. Isn't it in the office?
Yeah.
We need to have didgeridoo music sessions.
Yeah, I agree.
Here in the studio. I should didgeridoo rap songs.
Okay.
And then people try to guess what song I'm didgeridooing.
I like that idea. Let's do it. Where was that yesterday when we were having our brainstorming session?
I don't know. I was checked out. We didn't leave until like 12:30.
I was checked out.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the MRL Morning Show.
Yes, it's a brand new episode featuring Manny.
Hi, I'm Manny.
Featuring Roy. What did I step on? You know, you got to do like a little funny. Yeah. And Loren.
I don't know where this came from, but I'll take it.
How much is that? Oh, yeah. No problem. Just don't tell Dallas. That's Loren's quote.
Yeah.
I was just reading something, Loren. There is a restaurant in Paris that recently closed, and I have reason to believe Roy was the reason why.
Oh. Did you do something?
I don't even know if he was there, but if he was, there's a potential that Roy was maybe one of the last customers before it closed.
Mm.
We'll get into that coming up in just about 20 minutes from now. You know what I saw? This is crazy. 6 in 10 Americans say by 2019, I'm sorry, 6 in 10 Americans say 2019 is their year to get in shape. But they feel that they're too old to work out. What age do you think people will say, I'm too old to work out? I'll let you guys think about it, then come with an answer.
Now. This age.
I don't know. You could be too old to work out.
Yes.
I don't know. I see some older people at the gym I go to.
A lot of Americans look for excuses to not work out. One of the biggest ones is age. What do you think that age is?
I say 50.
That's a good age.
Incorrect. 42% of people say 41 is the official age of them being too old to work
out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 41's so young.
And 40's like the new 30.
Right.
If you're working out.
I would say 40's the new 20. 40's a wonderful decade to where you could still quit your job that you've been doing for years, start a new one, and still have years of service.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you could still have a whole separate career.
Yeah.
That's what's really cool about the 40s.
Yeah. I think body-wise, though, if you read articles, a lot of articles will say, like, when a man turns 40, that's when, like, you stop burning fat as quickly as you used to. Now, I'll tell you, like...
I've been dealing with that for a long time. Please.
But, you know, everybody's body's different. I think they're saying on average, a man turns 40... I'm 43 and I have I changed the light bulb over vacation and I jumped down off my counter and like normally I'm spry and I get right back up. I crunched like an accordion.
Yeah, but if you had been working out prior to that, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
So.
I used to play a lot of tennis, but I haven't in a long time because I had a newborn that stopped me from doing that. But this spring, I'm back, baby.
Now, I will say, as you get older, you have to probably change up your workouts. Like, as you get older, you have to do things that are a little easier on your body.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know what I notice whenever I do get out of bed? I hear pumps. Does your body pump when you get out of bed?
My knee used to, but it hasn't in a while.
I get out of bed and I hear like seven pops. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that can't be good.
It ain't good, buddy.
This is what it sounds like in when Roy's coming out of bed.
Okay, kind of. It's just my bones warming up for the day.
This is another funny story to get your Tuesday started. A nearly three-hour standoff in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The cops were there because the father called 911 and said, my son is in the house there and his wife has a gun.
Oh,
that's not good.
So the father calls and tells the police the address and says, go over there. My son is being held at gunpoint by his wife. So police surrounded the house, bullhorn and everything for 3 hours, tried to make contact with the person. The man didn't respond, neither did the woman. Neighbors were out. It was only after 2.5 hours that they realized no one was in the house because the man came back with a McDonald's order. The cops were surrounding a house that was empty. Nobody was in it. No one was shot. No one was held at gunpoint.
So were they at the wrong house?
No, they were at the right house.
So where did this story come from?
The man was the one. The guy's father was the one that was calling and saying that something was going on.
So was he senile?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about him. Lauren, I think it's hilarious that the cops are surrounded a house for almost 3 hours and no one was inside. Then the guy rolls up with a McDonald's bag and is like, hey, what's going on, y'all?
I agree. I just need closure on where it came from.
It came from the dad. The dad must have an axe to grind.
I think that happens more often than we think.
With that daughter-in-law.
Really?
Yeah, you're not former 911 dispatch.
Yeah, I've dealt with similar
stuff. People just make stuff up?
No, I'm telling you about the police surrounding a house with nobody inside. That happens more than you think.
Listen.
They don't know for certain.
They don't. And if you think someone in there has a gun, I guess, you know.
Yeah, you can't just go barging in.
You got to take safety precautions.
Right. See, I like this.
Throw down your guns and come on out with your hands up. Or come on out, then throw down your guns. Whichever way you want to do it.
Give the person options. That's important.
I remember we had a standoff when I was a 911. By the way, y'all, if you didn't know, I was a 911 operator for a year. And when I said when I had a standoff, it's not like I had 20 of those. I literally only ever had one. But the one that I did have, part of my job was to call the neighbors and tell them to stay inside.
Really?
And I kid you not, the guy goes, well, I got to go in like 15 minutes. It's just going to wrap up.
Wait a minute. I had no idea. You have to call the neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know their number?
Oh, we know everyone's number.
Really?
Yeah, we can get a hold of just about anybody.
I mean, not this day and age with cell phones.
Well, it depends. There's new tools that they can kind of find that stuff. Yeah.
Trust me, in Roanoke, Virginia, there's still landlines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had call landline automatic callbacks. But, yeah, we would call them.
Man, who the hell is interrupting my Steve Harvey Family Feud? Hello.
Hi, this is Dispatcher Brown, Roanoke County Police Department. There's an incident across the street.
I can't hear a damn word you're saying. Uh-huh. Hold on a second. Let me turn down my television.
I understand, sir.
All right. You're calling from who now?
The Roanoke County Police Department. I just
want you to tell them that I did not steal any of that beer that they were talking about.
No, sir. Who's on the
Somebody's calling about from.
There's an incident across the street, and we need you to stay indoors.
What now? What? Something about Billy John and Sarah Sue's house.
Cowboy said hi.
Well, I says hi. What now? What does Sarah Sue do? You know she got a mouth on her.
Well, we can't tell you what's going on. I can just tell you the safe place to be is indoors.
He says we need to stay indoors. The aliens is finally coming. It's happening.
That's about the story of my 911 dispatcher.
Good morning, everybody.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania War in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Buddy, your Paris trip.
Oh, Paris Vieux English.
Super successful. You had a blast. You told us all about it.
Yes, it's my second home. This is so true. Sterling and I was laughing about this. There was an explosion in Paris, and we felt affected by it. We're like it's ours because we've been there now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a restaurant in Paris, Lorraine, that just went belly up after 1 year of opening. It opened its doors in December of 2017 and then closed last week, 1 week after Roy Brown returned to the States.
Coincidence? Probably not.
Let's find out. The Huffington Post says, Roy, it was Paris's first and only nude restaurant.
You were definitely there.
The concept seemed super easy to sell. Instead of dressing up, diners would dress down, like all the way down to their bare essentials. Once naked, customers could enjoy a three-course dinner. You can get lobster, snails, lamb, scallops, all for a pretty reasonable price of just $58.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty reasonable there. I mean, yeah? A Coca was $8. And I'm not kidding. A Coke was eight euros. That's actually more than $8. It's like nine something.
Yeah. The restaurant people, employees, all remain clothed. They want to handle your food, you know, cleanly.
Sure. Yeah, I don't want...
The clothing optional cafe is closing its doors. The owners posted a statement on the website announcing that the bistro will be closed for good.
So here's my whole thing. Like, how do you get there?
Well, I think there's changing stations. Not that I've been.
That's what we were wondering, buddy. Did you do something and then did they decide to close the shop after you came through?
I have a good self-deprecating jokes. I went in, they were throwing clothes at me, and they changed the policy pretty quickly.
We had one customer who just made us demand that we change the policy. Loren, they put up, thank you so much for everyone who participated in this adventure by coming to dine at Au Naturel, the name of the restaurant.
That's awesome.
We'll all remember the good times, meeting beautiful people and customers who were delighted to share their exceptional moments.
Paris had a lot of interesting things that I wouldn't think would be allowed. Like in America, I don't think I would find that odd to have a nudist restaurant nearby. But like they had a, there was a gay bar that required you to look a certain way. Like,
really?
I didn't fit the...
you weren't
fit
chic
enough. I wasn't, you know, muscles.
Yeah,
and,
chic.
I don't think that's the right word.
I don't think chic is the word.
Chic is the word.
But do they weigh you walking in? Like, what is the prop?
There's like a bouncer that looks at you and determines if you're hot enough to get in. And get this.
Did Sterling go through no problem?
Yeah, son of a... No, I'm just kidding. He did. And then there's another place, we didn't even go, I read online. And then there's another place there where you can move furniture at the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's clubs where you can, there's like a bunch of, and the website promotes the bottom floor, there's a bunch of dark corners where you get to, right? That was my reaction.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But in Europe, like your sexuality is not as big of a deal there as it is here. Like that's why when you go to like a European beach or something, you see most men in Speedos.
Ugh.
You know, and a lot of women go topless, and it's just, it's not a big deal there. They're so comfortable with their bodies.
You're right. And I remember looking at that. I'm like, I just want a bar where I can grab a beer. I don't want to go someplace where someone's rubbing my back.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
At these restaurants, we pour your beer and rub your back. You want? You take off your shirt and drink your beer.
Sounds good.
Sexy man.
All right.
Sexy man beast.
Hey, maybe if they do that, I'll get naked.
And sexy
Call
man
me
beast.
Sexy.
You'd be able to get into my restaurant, buddy.
Thanks, all right. Man. Hugh Grant, he was robbed.
Oh.
Someone broke into his car, and he took to the internet to try to find some of his stuff and tweeted out, in the unlikely chance that anyone knows who broke into my car tonight and stole my bag, please try to pursue them and at least return my script. I guess a script was stolen, his children's medical cards, and some other things as well. But
hey, buddy, don't leave everything in your car.
Right?
You know, Dallas had somebody break into his car. Well, they didn't have to break in. He left the doors unlocked. And it was in a neighborhood, so he thought it was safe, but clearly not. It was right around the holiday season.
I think it'll be hilarious if, like, Hugh Jackman ends up in the role of that script that was stolen out of the car. Like
of Hugh Grant's car. Like,
oh, my God! This son of a stole that script out of my car, didn't he? Look at him on the screen. That should have been me.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I would hope he had another copy somewhere laying around.
But I don't.
Okay.
You try making a copy for 220 pages. It takes a long time, doesn't it?
So we have audio of Kim Kardashian revealing the sex of her baby that is on the way. Now, of course, she's not carrying this child. They're using a surrogate again. But she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she told a story about how she got drunk New Year's Eve, and she started to tell a bunch of people, even though it was still supposed to be a secret.
Are you working on another child?
We are.
That's
yes.
great.
Yes.
Wow. Do you have a due date?
Sometime soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. I mean, I think every... It's,
what?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, obviously, I knew that. You were telling everyone.
Well, it's out there.
Kim, you have a surrogate. Period. The end.
Okay.
I mean, she's like, we're working on it. No, she's working on it. The surrogate's
well,
working on it.
It's still their egg and
I know.
Embryo,
it's
you know.
Still.
Yeah. Chris...
I just went maternity clothes shopping.
You know they had a baby shower where, like, people were touching her belly with the last baby at the baby shower, which I thought was strange.
What are they going to do this time?
I'm sure they'll have a sprinkle for her. You know, you're not supposed to have a full baby mm-hmm. shower on your second baby. You're just supposed to have a sprinkle.
And people are going to still touch her belly even though there's nothing...
Well, that's what they did last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How
which
weird
I thought
is that?
Was strange.
Yeah.
That is so strange. This family's strange.
I know.
All right.
Kanye's not the strangest in the family, which is strange.
Yeah, that's your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. A man is being hailed as a hero after finding a lot of money and returning it to the owner. So we're going to play a little game. Would you do that? And maybe someone out there did find some money and return it. We got to find out how much you returned. It's all coming up in about 8 minutes.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We are in week two of paying your bills. That's right. Kiss 95.1 and the MRL Morning Show. We want to pay your bills with $1,000. Your first shot to get a grand is at 8 a.m. this morning. We're going to give you the code word to punch in. Don't text it to us. Don't drop it on our Facebook. You've got to either put it on the app, on the Kiss95.1 app, or Kiss95.1.com is where you enter the code word, and they will respond to you and let you know if you've won to pay your bills.
Yeah, speaking of money, could you imagine if you found a lot of money?
Yes.
And what would you do with it?
I mean, I'd like to think I would turn it in.
Do you?
Yeah.
Some guy dropped $100 at the pool when he was packing up in the Bahamas when Amanda and I were there, and Amanda grabbed it and gave it to him.
Yeah, I mean, well, yes, especially if he's standing right there.
Yeah,
still.
If
he was, like, walking
happened.
Away, he wouldn't have known. But she did the right thing. I'm not saying she didn't do the right thing. I was just saying it's easy for somebody who wasn't Amanda to grab $100.
Sure.
And that guy would be like, where did my money go?
Yeah.
There was a New York man who turned in $10,000 at the police station when he found the money at the subway station.
Mm.
I mean, was it shady? Was it in, like... Because
it was in a Chanel bag containing 10 grand.
Hold on. This feels like a trick. There's 10 grand in a Chanel bag.
Is it Jeff Bezos' girlfriend?
Yeah, right? She didn't need the money back.
They found out that the person who owned the bag and the $10,000 was a Kazakhstan resident, and she was traveling with cash because many businesses in her home country doesn't accept credit cards. And she said the money had been intended for her children's Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So he found the money, and I guess maybe because it was a purse that had the information mm-hmm. of who to contact, and they met up at a police department and gave back the $10,000. I remember when I went to a Target, and I found $20, not on the ground, but like on a shelf. And let me tell you something. I looked at it, and I was staring, and I was looking around, and nobody was around. It's not like it just happened. Took the money and I left.
You did?
I did. And you would have thought that I just committed the biggest crime and I stole from Target. Because here I am.
Ocean's 11 over here.
Seriously. I don't continue my shopping. I abandon what I'm doing. And I grab the money and I immediately leave.
You
and
didn't
I'm
like, spend it in Target, huh?
No, I'm like looking around to make sure no one's like following me. And I'm like, you know, maybe this is a trick. Some social media video experiment.
Yeah.
I'm failing it. And I'm like looking for the crew.
Yeah.
I was so nervous.
Like you're part of like the Today Show. Yeah. Like, watch as customer A. Let's see what he does. We have the surprise 20 sitting there. Now let's see if we catch a fly.
And there's me looking around.
But I just imagine, like, the whole crew jumping out at him, and he's like, oh, I was just on my way to customer service to turn it in.
Where are you going? I'm Chris Harris. I'm Chris, who is it? Which one's the
Hansen?
One? Chris. I'm Chris Hansen. Where are you going with that 20?
That just run. I immediately run from him.
Do you know that 20 is 15?
I did. I felt like I committed the biggest crime.
But you're not the only one. And, hey, we want to hear from you, MRL Show fam. Get in touch with us. Let's get some calls going. How much money did you find, and did you return all of it? That's the other thing. If you find 10 grand, do you keep one for yourself?
I think I would turn 10 grand because I'd be afraid it's connected to the mob. You know what I mean? I'd be afraid it's dirty money.
Dirty money? That's possible. All right, 704-570-9595. Did you find money? How much was it, and did you return it?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So stupid. How much did that guy find in the subway in New York City, Roy?
$10,000.
And what did he do with it?
He turned it back into the police.
All 10 grand?
All 10 grand.
And the Chanel bag.
And the Chanel bag. He could have at least kept something.
A question we have on the table for you guys this morning is, did you find money? How much was it? And did you return all of it? Or did you keep a little finder's fee for yourself? Every line is jammed up, so let's get to work.
All right, let's first bring in our, I don't know. Let's pick this one. Caroline and Hickory.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Yeah, so I worked at a very large furniture retail space that had over 70 stores in it, and I found a wallet outside of the bathroom and found the man's ID. It was from Ohio. Spent half the day trying to find the man. Couldn't find him. Finally tracked down his son in Ohio, and his son relayed the message to him. He was already on his way back to Ohio. And he said, since I found it and spent all day trying to find him, to keep the cash and just mail back the wallet, which was close to $1,000.
Nice.
Whoa.
Wow. That was really nice of him.
Yeah. And I was 20, so it was really nice for me.
I bet you were looking for wallets left and right, Caroline, after that.
It was amazing.
You have a great day. Thanks for chiming in, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
828 just texted and said that they rented a cabin in Boone and found $100 in the recliner. They ate really good that night.
I bet so. This is Matthew and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Matthew. So tell us what happened.
So I technically didn't find money, but I had $10,000 deposited into my bank account.
Whoa! What illegal things are you doing?
Close the account, take all the money out.
Yeah. I was like, let's go! But I worked for a serving company, and I didn't clock out that night, and I didn't work for like about another week or two, and just the HR just totally just didn't see it and just let me stay on for like 2-3 weeks, and it just kept on going and going and going. And so it took me about a month to figure out actually where it came from. It came from my job.
Wow. So
it was about the end of the month when I had turned it back in. I sent them a check. So I would have figured they would have probably signed it in their books after they would have done their monthly thing.
Yeah.
So, but $10,000, that was quite a bit.
Heck yeah. I thought you were going to tell us it was like the Egyptian prince that emailed you and said, hey, send me 50. I'll give you 10.
Yeah. Oh, man, right.
All right, Matthew, have a great Tuesday, okay?
Thank you, guys. You too.
I've had something similar where I had to pay the company back because they overpaid me, which I think is so messed up.
I agree.
I'm like, if you overpay me, I should keep it.
Yeah.
I you know what I would say? I don't want to write you a check and cut you a check back. Just don't pay me the next pay period. Let's just keep, you know what I mean? Like, let's just keep it that way.
Because I couldn't afford to pay them back at once. I had to work out a payment plan with my employer.
Gosh.
Yeah, because they overpaid me.
But they were still paying you. So basically they were paying you to pay them back.
I just got less of a paycheck.
So they docked your pay.
I think my pay got docked like $100 a month.
Oh my gosh, how much did they give you?
I don't want to talk about it.
That is really, really weird. Hi, Kim in Gastonia.
Hey, how are y'all this morning?
We're good. We're talking about this guy in New York, found 10 grand, returned it, you know, got back to the rightful owner. Lorenz freaked out because it was in what kind of bag?
A Chanel bag.
Yeah, which is that, how much is that worth?
Like,
it's
like a $4,000 bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. What's your story there, Kim?
So it actually wasn't me. It was my fiance. He's a lineman. He works for Pike Electric, so I'm sure y'all see them around Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually, they were replacing a pole that somebody had hit, and he was digging in the ground and found like $300. And, of course, it was mutilated, and we tried to take it to the bank, and they were like, no, you have to send it in to North Carolina Treasury. And we were like, oh, man, that was $300. We're not going to get it. Then the next month, we turn around, and we get a check from the state for $300.
Nice.
Because we turn the money in, and they return it back to us.
Oh, I guess they can clean it somehow.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was mutilated. It was awful.
She couldn't have used it, though. Like, Kim couldn't have taken it anywhere but the state. So they actually took that mutilated money and gave you money back. Hey, good for the state.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, the state gets a bad rap a lot.
Somebody's still missing out on $300.
I said, find some more money like that. We need it. Come on.
I mean, did they not dig up the entire 100 yards around there looking for stuff?
I know, right? They should have.
How deep down was it?
He said it wasn't very far down.
Yeah.
He said he was probably a couple feet down.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Found it. Okay. So it wasn't bad.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
You know, we joke about this all the time, and I'm still not convinced that my husband hasn't done it, but he always says, I have money buried in the backyard and Campbell's chunky soup just in case the stuff hits the fan.
That's
and
awesome.
I really think that he might have money buried back there.
Maybe.
I think I know someone who's going to get a shovel and go check one day.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Still to come.
All right. So things happen at Walmart. There's strange people.
At Walmart?
Yeah, it's 24-hour operation, you know? Mm-hmm. I got to tell you what I saw someone leaving a Walmart. And only thing that I can imagine is that they were up to something illegal or bad. And I witnessed it. I'll tell you all more in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Speaking of money, we were just talking about finding money and returning it. We want to pay your bills, and you don't have to return the money to us. $1,000 to pay your bills coming up 8 a.m. this morning right here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Please keep it locked in this hour.
What's the weird thing you saw at Walmart? Hop on the phone and give us a call at 704-570-9595. And I know producer Nicole has seen some pretty things at Walmart, too. We'll check in. We'll ring her doorbell.
Oh, perfect.
Here
I can't wait.
A little bit. Because she's in a separate room from us. So we have to contact her that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was leaving Wally World, and it was like on a, I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday night. It was like 10 p.m. And I happened to see a guy leaving Walmart after purchasing duct tape.
Okay.
At what time?
It's 10 p.m.
Yeah.
That's a bit strange.
Is it?
No!
You don't think it's weird either, right? Okay. Because I think maybe he's doing a night job.
A night job?
Okay.
Everybody needs and uses duct tape. Duct tape does everything.
But what are you doing at 10 o'clock at night where you're like, I need some duct tape?
I swear on everything. I had a painter at my house last night until 11:30.
11:30?
Yes.
Don't you know you do a morning radio show?
I went to bed. My husband dealt with it. But
who was it? Picasso?
Yeah.
Is he doing a mural?
But he's doing us a favor. We're not his typical job. Mm-hmm. He's a painter, but he's taking a moonlight job, and he's literally doing it at night.
Man, I'm thinking this guy's going to go kidnap somebody with duct tape.
I thought it was going to be something entirely different. I thought you were going to say like a knife set, blindfold, handcuffs,
shovel,
duct tape.
Like a bunch of stuff.
Doesn't every scary movie involve bounding someone with duct tape?
I love you, dude. And I'm usually on board with your wackiness, but I got to be honest. I've
never needed a project at 10 o'clock at night for duct tape.
Maybe it wasn't for a project. Maybe whoever he's with is into that.
Maybe. What did you see?
Maybe Nicole could bail us out here. Hold on a second. And by the way, if you could bail us out, if you saw something at Walmart that was a wackier purchase than duct tape at 10 p.m.
Hit the doorbell.
Call us 704-570-9595.
Now, if this was at like 3 a.m., I would get on board with it.
Nicole.
But don't forget, 10 p.m. is her, his 3
p.m. Yeah, sure. 10 p.m. is late at night for me. Hi, Nicole.
Is that me opening the door?
Yeah, come on in.
All right, hold on.
Okay, I'm in.
You inviting yourself in?
Yeah, I don't know. This is all right, so what'd you see at Walmart? You're telling me something funny, too.
Yeah, so, like, the neighborhood that I grew up in had, like, middle school, high school, and then there was, like, a Walmart, like, really close within, like, a mile or two. So we used to go to Walmart all the time, and I don't know why. I don't have an explanation for that. But there was one time after a basketball game, so it was, like, kind of late. Like, I don't know, maybe 10:30, we went to Walmart, and I don't know what we were going for, but as we're walking in, you know, the, like, party aisle where they have, like, the hats and the plates, there's, like, these group of drunk college kids sitting around in the aisle throwing themselves a birthday party. They, like, put the plates out, have them all around, like, they brought cake in. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
They brought cake into Walmart.
Yeah, and then they have, like, the little, like, the streamers, and they're just, like, sitting there.
That's funny. See, this is good. We got the text message coming in from area code 704, who said they saw the husband and wife both riding the same scooter together shopping at Walmart. He was on her lap.
Maybe there wasn't two scooters.
That's weird.
What's the weirdest? So you don't. It doesn't even have to be a purchase. What's the weirdest thing? Because the two stories we got weren't even purchases that are pretty funny.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you saw inside the Walmart? 704-570-9595. If you want to talk that route, then I did see something strange. I was out the week before we head off for Christmas. I went to a Walmart, and there was a guy in the, like, fishing aisle, and I was over there I wanted to get Dean, like, a little fishing rod.
Yeah.
And the dude had the fishing rod out and was, like, reeling it in.
Testing it?
And telling his son to put the, go ahead and put that package on the bottom of it. I want to test the strength of this thing.
Whoa.
And I'm like, so I walk down and I see another employee and I go, hey, they're fishing on aisle three. She goes, what? I was like, I'm just kidding. I don't know, but this is awesome.
Wow.
I'm not using the Walmart the right way.
Yeah,
maybe
clearly.
That's what you're supposed to do. We're dumb.
I don't know. I'm not a big fishing person, but it prevented me from getting a fishing rod for Dean. I just bailed. I'm like, I don't want to get hooked. The guy's going to reel me in.
I'm not going down that aisle.
The weird things you saw inside of the Walmart, Wally World, 704-570-9595. Yeah, Roy, I got to be honest. I don't know if the duct tape was... I mean, I see where your head's going. You watch too many episodes of CSI, though, I think.
I guess so.
I think emergency plumbing, like, just is different things.
Yeah. Maybe emergency plumbing. That's true. If a pipe busts in the middle of the night and you got to stop it. Let's talk with,
Jay.
There we go. Jay and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, bud. What'd you see? You're a cashier at Walmart?
No. We were at Walmart around midnight. Uh-huh. We were checking out, got some cheesecake, got the sampler. The register, the cash register lady said that she loves pecan cheesecake, and if she could have a slice. Before we could really see anything, she opened it up. She went to the bathroom, got some napkins, came back out, took a slice of our cheesecake, and sent us on our way while there's a long line of people.
No way!
Okay, yeah. Hold on. At what point did you wait around for her to get back from the bathroom? Because I'd have been out of there in like 3 seconds.
Well, none of us like pecan cheesecake either, but it was part of the sampler, so we're like, all right, well, if she likes it, might as well not let it go to waste.
Gotcha.
Wow.
That is hilarious. Thanks, Jay. Now we're cooking.
All right, let's bring, by the way, you can give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. Amy and Charlotte, you are live with the MRL Morning Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, what's the weird thing you saw at Walmart?
Well, I used to work at Walmart in college, and while I was working there one night, they had a woman in the electronics department that tried to steal a keyboard by shoving it up under her dress. She had a long, swirling dress on, and she put it up under the dress between her legs and tried to waddle out the front of the store with a keyboard under her skirt.
That's awesome.
And they busted her, huh?
Oh, well, yeah. Unfortunately, they saw it on the video cameras, on the surveillance cameras. There wasn't anybody in electronics at the time, but they let her go out the front door. Like, she got all the way out the front door with it.
Oh, God. Wow. That's so funny.
It's all kinds.
But it was, and she was pretty confident. She was going to get out the door. It was fairly humorous.
Thanks, Amy. Real quick, Roy, we got like 30 seconds.
All right, Vinny.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, make sure you have your radio off. Tell us what you saw.
I saw a guy dressed up like Mario and Luigi playing Donkey Kart or whatever it's called, Mario Kart.
That's awesome. Was it like Halloween or something?
It was like the day after.
That's funny. All right, there you go. The funny things that you see happen in Walmart. Love that.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Ma'am, is that a keyboard under your skirt or... I don't know what the punchline is. What's going on in Hollywood, Loren? Help me out here.
So an inanimate object broke Kylie Jenner's Instagram fame. And now she's clapping back with a hilarious social media. You got to hear what she said. It's coming back in 10 minutes.
So we were talking about what's the weirdest thing you saw at Walmart. Loren, what'd you see at Walmart? What's one of the text messages about someone who saw?
We're getting a ton of text messages, but somebody said that they had a guy come in a couple times a week and they bought rope pantyhose.
Whoa.
And red lipstick. And it happened.
I think it's rope, comma, pantyhose, comma.
Okay. But, well.
Not that I'm a fashionista, but I'm pretty sure if I looked at my wife's drawer, I wouldn't find rope pantyhose.
But, you know, I thought that was like fishnet pantyhose.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh.
Okay. And he said he came in a couple times a week, like three times a week and did this.
Holy
cow. That's creepy.
That is creepy.
We do want to tell you about something really awesome that's going down. If you want to go to Bonnaroo 2019 VIP style, I'm talking about you and a friend in the air-conditioned comfort tent in the pit to see artists like Post Malone, Cardi B, Childish Gambino. If you want to win this awesome VIP experience, make sure you go online at kiss95.1.com for your chance to win.
That's an awesome gift. From us here at Kiss 95.1. Bonnaroo is a great concert. Yep. Hey, one more text real quick from the strange things you saw inside the Walmart. 980 said right before Christmas, I saw two adults buying about 420 eggs. It was almost 17 cartons, 60 eggs.
How many people are they feeding?
A lot. I don't know. Maybe it was a church thing. Who knows?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Roy opened up a can of worms with the weird thing that he saw being purchased at Walmart. Now people are just telling us weird things they've seen inside. Area code 843 said, weirdest thing I saw at Walmart. I was walking in just before 7 one morning, and all the employees were in a circle at the front of the store doing the Walmart chant. I said, nope, and walked out. Immediately, we need to hear from someone who either works at Walmart or used to. What the heck is the Walmart chant? And how quickly can we find out about this? 704-570-9595.
Is Walmart employment a cult? Like
Walmart.
Walmart. Yeah.
Where can people buy tires and food?
Walmart. Yeah, I need to hear this. All right, so Kylie Jenner, she previously held the record for the most likes on a photo on Instagram, and she was dethroned by an inanimate object, an egg.
Yeah, I remember that was viral over the weekend.
Yeah, it got almost double the likes, but she clapped back and posted a little video of her cracking an egg on hot concrete. So that's how she's getting back the egg now. Chris Pratt, he did propose to Katherine Schwarzenegger, and we found that out yesterday that he had proposed on Sunday. But now we're finding out more details that he actually was really sweet about it and went old school and asked permission.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Before asking her to marry him, I thought it was also really big of Anna Faris for congratulating both of them on social media.
Anything else really pressing happening? Because we have Walmart employees that want to give us the chant. What do you got?
Well, I have a really awkward toast from the last night's Bachelor. But we can do it in the 8:30 dirty.
No, let's play it.
Okay, so Hannah B. got the first one-on-one date. And when I say awkward, this is awkward turtle at its finest.
Okay.
let's make a toast to, first, it's my birthday, so to
happy
this
birthday
amazing day, and, yeah.
Cheers.
Roll Tide.
When in doubt.
What the heck was that?
I mean, can you not find anything to talk about on your first date? Like, that was so awkward.
I like the beginning. The beginning.
So,
it's like our show.
Okay. Okay.
Roy, what do you want to tell us about your parents' trip?
Okay. Okay. Let's make a toast to, first, it's my birthday, so.
Holy cow.
All right, that's too dirty for now.
All right. Okay, okay. No, 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 no. Amanda, don't go. Amanda, Gastonia, hi.
Hi.
So you. Hi, we're doing really well. So you used to work for the Walmart home office, which is like their corporate?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about this chant.
So they have one for Walmart. They also have one for Sam's. And every store kind of does it differently. But it's basically one person leads the cheer, give me a W, and then everyone says W, give me an A, everyone says A, give me an L, everyone says L.
All right, hold on, hold on. When you lead it and we'll follow,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, start us off.
So it's give me a W.
W!
Give me an A.
A!
Give me an L.
L!
Then you say squiggly.
Squiggly!
Give me an M.
M!
Give me an A.
A!
Give me an R.
R!
Gosh, this is a
long one. T, what's that spell?
Walmart! Let the shoppers in!
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Who are you playing today, Sunflower?
Jordan, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey,
I know, Jordan, we were all dancing during that song. We really were feeling that.
Oh, well, yes, I played twice, and we've had tons of fun.
She didn't care about your dancing, Ryan.
Dude, she's here to play Can't Be Loren.
I know.
She's all business.
I was more about that hit.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to hear Alex Trebek talk about where he shot the day before when he asked questions, yeah. Right?
All right, Jordan, let's see how you do today.
All right, one more thing before you guys. First said we love you, and my sister and I listen all the time, and we talk about you all the time, and we're friends with you. So, hey, Alex. Okay, Lauren, get out.
Aw, that was so sweet. Okay, I'm going.
Make your sister proud this morning, Jordan, by beating Loren.
Loren is leaving the studio. The door is closed. She cannot hear the questions. Manny, go ahead.
Thank you, Roy. It's official. Kim Kardashian has confirmed her and her hubby are having baby number 4 via surrogate. Who is her hubby?
Kanye West.
And Chris Pratt, Katherine Schwarzenegger, showed off their engagement yesterday on social media. Who is his ex-wife?
Anna.
The world welcomed Selena Gomez back to Insta yesterday, where she told fans she's proud of the person she's becoming. Who is her now married ex-boyfriend?
Justin Bieber.
Question 4. Meghan Markle revealed that her due date is late April, early May. We still don't know the baby's gender, though. Meghan Markle played on what long-lasting TV show?
Hey.
And question 5. Congrats to Charlie Sheen, who has celebrated a year and a half of sobriety.
Good for him.
Yeah. Who is his actor brother? What's his name? How do we know him?
I didn't even know he had a brother. Sheen. Who's a popular Sheen?
No, his dad.
Well, okay. Who's his dad, Roy?
His dad's Martin.
Okay. They have a brother who doesn't have that last name. I'll give you that hint.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you either know it or you don't. That's all.
Yeah, Charlie. Let's say Charlie. No, that's his name. Never mind.
All right, come on in. Don't say anything else.
That's awesome. All right, Jordan got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right. Not bad. Here we go. It's official. Kim K just confirmed her and her hubby are having baby number 4 via surrogate. Who is her hubby?
Kanye West.
You got it. 1-1.
And Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger showed off their engagement yesterday on socials. Who is his ex-wife?
Anna Faris.
And who is his future ex-wife?
Me.
All right.
2-2.
Question 3. The world welcomed Selena Gomez back to Insta yesterday, where she told fans she's proud of the person she's becoming. Who is her now married ex-boyfriend?
Justin Bieber.
3-3.
All right. There's where things get tricky. Okay. Meghan Markle revealed that her due date is late April, early May. We still don't know the baby's gender, though. Meghan Markle played on what long-lasting TV show?
Suits.
That is correct. Surprising for someone who doesn't watch the show.
I don't. Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. You really should.
Yeah.
I would have said Deal or No Deal, but that's okay.
Oh, well, she was on that too, but that started her career. Suits is paying like an oodle amount of money to have her do like a cameo.
They need it. 4-4.
Question 5. Congrats to Charlie Sheen, who's celebrating 2.5 years of sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Who is his famous actor brother? We know him as who?
Martin Sheen?
That is his dad.
Ah, man.
That's all I know, too.
What's Charlie's brother's name?
Emilio Estevez.
Oh, my gosh, I did know that.
Famous for Young Guns and the Mighty Ducks coach.
I did know that. And you know what's crazy is this is so strange, but I had a big crush on him growing up.
Really?
Who didn't?
So weird. Oh,
I never heard
you're telling me, sister.
You never heard of that person?
No, Emilio Estevez. Just texted me the answer. He's like 2 minutes too late. Did you ever see the Mighty Ducks?
He was the coach in the Mighty Ducks and the movie Young Guns. He played Billy the Kid. And there's a movie that he and Charlie Sheen did together called Men at Work, where they're garbage men. Gotta watch it. It's hilarious.
All right, we'll write it down. Jordan, it is a tie. That last one got us both. You know what I want to hear.
All right, well, I'm Jordan from Hickory, and I can't beat Lorraine, but I do love her.
Love you too, Jordan. Thanks for playing.
All right, bye.
Have a great day.
Still to come.
All right, we are going to be busting cheaters with an all-new War of the Roses. You must hear this one. Leah finds a letter. And it wasn't meant for her. It was meant for someone else. Now she thinks Spencer's cheating. We'll get to the bottom of that. Plus, your chance at $1,000 with Pay Your Bills. It all starts in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Leah's on the phone for War of the Roses. And, Leah, what's going on with Spencer? You sent us a message.
We've been together 3 years now, so it's been a while.
I've
been kind of waiting for him to propose. I thought he'd do it this Christmas, but that just didn't happen, and he was going to do it before my birthday, a month before then. That didn't happen, so, you know, my best friend was like, well, does he hide his phone? And I'm like, well, he has a passcode on it, but we don't really, you know, kind of trust each other. We've never really looked in each other's stuff. Does he come home late? I'm like, well, he has a 9-to-5. He doesn't really do that, but the other day, he's been working at this place for 8 years, and he's never had to come home late.
Okay.
But he said he had to work late, and it's a pretty strict 9-to-5. So based on what my friend told me, I was just laying in bed, tossing and turning with my eyes wide open. And I was like, no, I have got to find out if something's going on.
Okay.
So I admit I went through his stuff and I found a note. And it was in his work stuff. And there's some old pictures in there, so I'm not sure how old this note is, but it was to his ex-girlfriend, Allie, and she's the one that got away, and, you know, he missed her, and a bunch of different stuff. So now
he wrote a note for his ex that said she is the one that got away, and he just had that.
I was going to say, maybe that's a good sign that he never sent it. Like, maybe at some point after the breakup, he was just getting something off his chest, and it got lost in the shuffle.
Why is that his work stuff? I mean, it was also with his calendar and his planner.
This comes down to two things, Leah. Either Spencer wrote it a long time ago and held on to it, or he's written it in the last 3 years since you've been together. And is that cheating?
I think it would be a conversation to be had, but no, I mean,
what if she is the one that got away?
Honestly, I would probably end the relationship, because if you're still thinking about someone from your past, then that probably means we shouldn't be together.
You know, if it was any time after we moved in together, then I would think it's a big issue.
Okay.
You know?
All right, let's call Spencer and find out if he sends it to this other woman, Allie. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card, okay, Leah?
You got it.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Spencer, please.
Is this?
Hi, Spencer. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we are doing an Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful red roses free of charge to send to the one that you love.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I mean, is it all done right now over the phone, or do you send something to the house, or how does that work?
No, I can do it all right now over the phone. I don't need a credit card. It's not a reoccurring charge. We don't charge delivery. This is truly free of charge. We are just trying to get our name out there since we're so new.
Okay, like, so no receipts. You're not going to send email lists or anything like that, right?
We typically send one, but if you would like to request that we don't, I can just get rid of it for you.
Yeah, it's probably better that we don't do that.
Okay. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send this to.
Okay. Her name's Allie. A-L-L-I-E.
Okay. And I have a romantic card to go with your romantic roses. What would you like to put on that?
Just put, hey, love, I've been thinking about you. I'm going to come back around soon.
Spencer, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Spencer, that's Leah. You're on the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show on War of the Roses.
Wait.
I never would have gone through your stuff, but I knew something was going on.
Wait, hold up, babe. Hold on a second. What is this?
This is a segment where we catch cheaters, and you've been caught.
Okay.
Leah heard everything, all about Allie, and that's not all. Leah, why don't you tell Spencer what you found?
Can you guys just hold on a second and just wait a second?
I found, no, we can't hold on. I found a note that you sent to her or you didn't send to her. I don't know. She's talking about how you
What note are you talking about, babe?
This is your ex-girlfriend that I've heard about for years now.
Spencer, quite honestly, the note is really irrelevant at this point. You sent romantic roses to your ex-girlfriend. So you can deny the note all you want.
Wait. The note, okay, look, I feel bad about the way that ended. And sometimes even later on, you want to make, you want to just make somebody feel a little bit better.
Spencer, you're saying in order to make your ex feel better, you're professing your love for her and saying you'll be back soon. And you don't mean it.
I'm just being courteous.
When was it written?
It doesn't matter when it was written. I don't feel those things.
Well, before we called you, we talked about it, and Leah does feel like it matters when it was written, so go ahead and tell her.
I wrote it, I think a month ago, at least, or maybe 6 weeks ago.
That's pretty new.
Right. I think about a month ago, we were back home with my family for my birthday. So that's pretty hilarious.
For a second.
I am done. I'm done here.
No, this is all just trying to be nice to her because I know she's been going through a hard time.
How about this, Spencer? You hold on a second. We hear you. We understand you. You're leading this woman on. And even let's say you're not cheating on your girlfriend. You're still leading your ex on.
I would never cheat.
You know, I hope that she makes you happy.
No, Leah, I'm not going to be with her.
I am done wasting my time with you. Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Whew, that War of the Roses. I think we can all agree that even if Spencer hadn't cheated yet, that it was leading down that path after hearing the note that Leah found.
We're getting a lot of comments, including people on Twitter, like Jordan, who says, I'm in awe that he's still trying to justify the whole thing. Quote, hey, love, I'll come back around soon, end quote. That was his note on the card.
I know, that's really sad. But
he's just trying to be courteous, like Roy called him out on it.
And that's clearly that's not true. It's been 3 years since Leah and Spencer have been together, so it's been even longer since he was with the ex-girlfriend. But it had me wondering if you've ever had to tell your significant other to stop talking to an ex.
Ooh.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. If you've ever had to ask your significant other to stop talking to an ex, because I've had to do it. And it was when I first started dating Dallas. And there was an ex-girlfriend that he had only dated for a few weeks, but she always kind of floated around our group of friends. And at some point, we were all at a bar, and this was in like the first couple weeks of us dating, but she would sit on his lap. And that made me really uncomfortable. And I had to ask her a few times to stop, including, hey, can you come outside and talk to me for a second?
Really? You did that move?
Sure did. And it finally...
And it never stopped even with that?
No, it did. It stopped. Like, she knew I was business at that point. But, you know, it got to the point where I was prepared to ask Dallas to stop talking to her.
Wow.
And we think she was definitely doing it just to kind of hold on to her property.
I think she had feelings for him, and he, like, wasn't into the relationship, so they went on, like, two dates, and then he never called her again, but...
You know, it's a good question that Loren brings up. Did you ever have to tell your significant other to stop talking to their ex, 704-570-9595? And it's interesting because what if there is nothing there?
And that's the thing. There was nothing between Dallas and that person.
Yeah, I know. That's why you got me thinking, like, is it then your insecurity?
No, because I think if she hadn't been sitting on his lap, maybe I would say it was my own insecurity. But she was clearly trying to either make me angry or advance their relationship in some way.
I mean, did you ever ask?
I mean, you don't think the guy from The War of the Roses? You do think that? Like, do you think? Okay,
no. I think he's either cheating or he's about to. Plus, for me, the big thing was when was the note written, and the note was written 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, come on.
Good. Okay.
She's on his mind, Roy. I'm just saying, like, what if there's nothing going on and you had an ex and now, you know, and don't say kids. Take kids out of it. I get it. If you have an ex with kids, it's a different story, okay? But if you have an ex, no kids, you were never married to this person, and you just had a conversation with him or her because you just get along, but you didn't end up staying together. Like, I don't know. Is that bad?
Let's talk to, is it Mary or Marie?
It looks like Marie.
Marie, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. Yes, I moved from Charlotte to Myrtle Beach to be with my boyfriend at the time, and he's now okay. Anyway, I'll go with the story. He actually was talking to his ex-girlfriend shortly after I moved down, and you know that was a big move for me. So I was offended that they were speaking, and the worst part about it was that I had to find out that they were speaking by looking at the caller ID on the home phone.
Ooh.
I noticed that her number was on there. And so I spoke to him about it, and he was like, oh, no, she just wanted some more of her things from me or whatever. Well, then I was working, like, the second shift, and he was working third shift. So I would come home, and this one particular night I came home, and I found a receipt to Taco Bell for the Taco Bell that was near her apartment. Not the one near our condo.
You have all the puzzle
pieces.
You're a
secret squirrel, my girl.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
So eventually, Marie, you have to tell him that you want it to end. And did he? What was his reaction when you said, "I don't want you to talk to your ex anymore"?
Oh, he was fine with it. Like, that's what he was saying. But the problem is that he would say he was fine with it, but then I would hear a voicemail on his personal cell phone because I also knew how to call his cell phone number and you hit star or whatever and you can get into the voicemail.
Yeah.
Well, I heard her telling him that she wanted to meet with him at Starbucks.
Oh, so, okay. All right. Hey, Marie, there's a lot of people on hold. We want to get to as many as we can, but we get it. There's definitely a reason for Marie to tell her ex.
Yeah, man, there must be something more going on there because she knows how to even access his voicemail.
Right. I agree.
I mean, you don't know how to do that?
No, I don't, Loren. That seems difficult to me. I don't know why.
Can you remotely do it?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that at all.
Me neither.
All right, this is Lee in Mount Holly. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
We're doing really well, Lee. So tell us, did you ever tell your significant other to stop talking to the ex?
Well, it's kind of the other way around. My dad actually told my now husband to stop me from talking to my ex if he ever wanted to carry on with the relationship. We had been dating for like 5 years, but we were really good friends. Like, it wasn't any kind of animosity when we broke up. It was just kind of like, you know, we went our own way. But Daddy said no. My daddy told him, if you want to have a relationship with my daughter, you cannot let her speak to her ex.
Okay.
Because
Daddy wanted him out of your life.
Well, and yeah, he just wanted me to get married and settle down, and we were just having a good time.
And how did it work out, Lee?
We ended up not talking. I saw him one time after we broke up, and now I've been married for 13 years.
Okay.
Good for you.
Daddy knows best.
I guess Daddy did know best.
Thanks, why does Dad care?
That's what I said, though.
Why does Dad care if she's talking to...
But maybe the ex was a bad influence on her life, and, like, he just felt like if she ever truly wanted to entertain another relationship, she had to move him out.
Get out of the rut type thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, one more.
All right, Jen and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. So similar situation to the last one. My now husband actually made me quit talking to my ex. We were dating for about a year, and we were really good friends beforehand. Shouldn't really have dated, but it just continued as long as it did. And we stayed friends afterwards. And then after my now husband and I got together, he said, absolutely not. No questions asked. That's not okay for you to still be friends with an ex. And I wanted to be with them, so I cut all ties.
And how did your friend take that? Did he understand?
I think he kind of did. I mean, it definitely cut him because we were super close. But even my husband and I have been together for 8 years, and he's like sent me 2 Facebook friend requests, and I've denied both of them.
You know, I have to respect that because I had an ex-boyfriend do that to me, and I didn't understand at first. And kind of in this moment, I'm like understanding a little bit better now. So he unfriended me on Facebook and we weren't really close, but we were casual friends. Mm-hmm. And I was so offended when he unfriended me on Facebook because it made his now wife uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I was so upset about it, but I think I get it now.
You think Jen helped you put the light bulb on?
I think so.
Good.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. There you go. Therapy for you this morning, Ren.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Next time we can sit down on the couch and...
Yeah. Jen's going to start charging you.
Yeah.
Totally. Coming up in the dirty.
All right. So Travis Scott, we know he's playing the Super Bowl, but he had a condition from the NFL, and I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Here she is. She wore a fanny pack to the Justin Timberlake concert casually last week.
What? I mean, why is that a big thing? And I was so against fanny packs for so long. So I had to eat my hat when I wore it.
When we went to the concert last week, which I can't believe it was already last week, but Amanda goes, can I bring a bag in? I go, I don't know. Loren's bringing a fanny pack. She made me pull over.
Yeah. Okay.
What's happening in Hollywood?
All right. So the NFL, they finally confirmed we know what the Super Bowl halftime show will be now. Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy. But there is now a petition on change.org that is asking the performers to take a political stand and take a knee during the game and during the halftime performance. Now, Travis Scott made his own statement when he was signing his contract with the NFL. He asked them to make a $500,000 donation to a charity of his choice.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Celine Dion, she is taking a stand against R. Kelly, and so are some other streaming, some other artists as well. Now, Lady Gaga has already pulled her song with R. Kelly. Celine Dion now pulling I'm Your Angel from streaming services. Chance the Rapper pulling his collaboration with R. Kelly Somewhere in Paradise off of Spotify. And The Voice and American Idol are also nixing R. Kelly tunes.
Wow.
I saw on Access Hollywood or Extra, one of those shows, R. Kelly was in some European country.
Yeah.
And they welcomed him to the stage and the crowd just went nuts. So,
Well,
he's definitely living his best life somewhere right
now.
Maybe
the word hasn't gotten around.
I don't know.
This documentary is pretty new. I mean, I think they're only on episode 5. I don't know. But I'm on 4 right now. So it's definitely eye-opening. And Meghan Markle, she just revealed that her first child will be due sometime in April. Late April, early May.
April 25th, that's my birthday. April 24th is my son's birthday.
Ooh, do you want to take bets on when the royal baby will be here? We should do that. I think this is one of those things where everyone's just really excited to have another royal baby in the house.
I say April 25th. Write that down, Aaron.
On your birthday.
Hmm. Yeah.
When's Easter this year?
It's late.
It's April 25th.
I'm going to say April 27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roy?
I'm going to say it's going to be after April 27th.
You should go into May because they said late April. Yeah, May.
April 32nd.
Anytime after April 27th.
April 33rd.
Stupid.
Okay. I've got what Loren likes for you.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
If you are a Joanna Gaines fan and you have little ones, you'll probably like this. She is releasing her first children's book in March. March 26th, you can get your hands on We Are the Gardeners, and it follows her and her 4 children through a little experience of gardening. So, a little fun thing for the kids if you like to have them reading.
Children's book about gardening?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big Chip and Joanna fan. I can't wait to see their new TV network that's coming out.
I watched an episode the other day I'd never seen before. They rehabbed a restaurant, a breakfast place.
Oh, really?
And he opened it.
I feel like everything they touch is gold. Like, their line at Target is awesome. Everything is amazing.
When is some troll on social media going to take them down?
What? You
can't.
I mean, a troll takes everybody down.
Oh, They're perfect.
Are they?
Yeah.
Someone out there right now is trying, though. That's how obnoxious the internet is.
Yeah, that's true.
That does stink.
That's true.
But that's your dirty.
I got a question for you guys. We were just talking about when you had to tell your significant other to stop talking to their ex. Well, there's something now called a breakup anniversary. Would you celebrate your breakup with an ex?
No.
Lauren's shaking your head yes.
What?
We're going to talk about it in under 10 minutes right here on the MRL Show.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We're going to talk about celebrating breakup anniversaries with your ex, if you would ever do that. Lauren kind of says that she might be on board.
Yeah.
We'll do that here in a little bit. But something that just kind of popped up here in the studio, we were talking on Facebook Live. Thanks to our friends at Uptown Cheapskate for sponsoring our Facebook Live every day. We're actually off now, but did I hear Aaron is dropping out of college?
Whoa. What?
Okay, that's how you start a rumor.
Well, it was something that you were considering, no?
It was something I was considering. When my parents found out, they were immediately very, very, very angry.
As they should be.
What's going on here?
College just isn't for me, man. It's not Wingett's fault. It's not anything wrong with them. It's just, I feel like any university I go to, it's just not for me. You know?
And typically when people hear that, people think like, oh, they want to drop out because they're not doing well in school. And that's not the case.
No, I'm doing well. I have all A's and everything. It's just as, I mean...
Then why would you drop out if you have all A's?
Hey, Doogie Howser, what's the matter? Are you bored?
No, it's not even that. I mean, well, yes. Yes, it is boring, but it's not like it's too easy or anything. Like, I'm also like, I don't know. I don't put all myself into it because I like this better. This is a little more...
Hands-on.
Engaging. It's more hands-on.
What's this?
What I learned doing stuff at the radio station here, doing digital stuff here, like... I learned so much more here than I do at classes, which seems kind
of
like...
So we've taught you more than what they teach you at a college?
That's how you're gonna turn it into that?
Yeah,
sure.
Well, listen, I went to college.
I feel pretty good about myself.
I went to 4 years, and I got a degree. And no, you don't need it for this side of the job. But if you want to get into the other side of it or ever get into management or anything, bud, you're going to need to have a degree.
Or, like, let's say our show gets canned, which, let's all be real, that's going to happen one day.
That's true.
This show's, every TV show gets canceled. Every radio show gets canceled. It's just a matter of time.
I don't know. There's a bunch of shows here in the city that have been around for 40 years.
Yeah, for some odd reason, those program directors can't cancel those dang shows.
But you're right.
But no, I mean, those shows will end one day, too. You know, even if they're around for 25 years. I guess my point is that I'm screwed because I dropped out of community college. So,
like, after a semester,
you're not screwed, though.
Well, I do have years of experience. Person. That's true. And I do consider it is pretty funny. My community college wanted me to come back and talk. And I'm like, the graduating class. And I'm like, I didn't graduate. You sure you want me to come back?
They were like scrambling, looking at the papers. Like, my God, he's right. He didn't graduate. Man. Cancel that.
Here's my whole thing, A.A. Ron.
And by the way, sorry, Lauren, if you want to jump in and give A.A. Ron some advice, 704-570-9595, before Lauren tells you something, I want to get that out there. You know, if you want to, maybe you're someone who dropped out and you wish you didn't drop out of college, or maybe you're someone who says you don't need it. 704-570-9595.
I do think you would have a successful, lucrative career without college. I believe, A.A. Ron, you are talented and you have the necessary skills that would give you a very comfortable financial future without college. However, the great thing about college is that you get the life experiences and you got a education so that if things don't work out, you're not completely...
I get that. It's kind of a backup.
It's kind of a backup plan. It's like a... You know, it's like a little assurance plan.
Okay, so here's my thing, Aaron. Is it going to kill you to finish? How many more semesters do you have?
Okay, so I'm planning to take... I came in with a semester of credits already. Planning to take a semester this summer. I have one more year now.
Okay.
Oh, that's it?
So you're only 1 year away. It's not going to kill you to get it. And then if you have it and somebody ever asks for it, you can still produce it. Now, I will tell you this too, and this is not with every job, but typically if you have a candidate that doesn't have a college degree and somebody who does, even if they both got the same position, your college education would get more pay. And that, I'm not saying that's right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's in every single job, but that's in a lot of positions in America.
Just because it's not the case here doesn't mean it's not the case elsewhere.
Put your headphones on so you can hear these people.
Okay.
And also, just quick note, are you, how's college being funded? Are you going into major debt?
No.
No, okay.
I'm really not. Like,
see, then just stick it out.
My parents are paying for it.
Whoa. And you should really stick it out.
I know.
That's why they got mad at him when he said he was. See, if you had a degree, you'd know how to put the headphones together.
Instead, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
They're all messed up. I usually know how, but
yeah,
all...
I mean, that's something you learn in college, bud, how to plug headphones into the board here. All right.
Struggling.
Who are we saying hi to first, Roy?
Let's bring in Brenda from Rock Hill. Brenda, what advice would you give our friend A.A. Ron?
I'm almost 40 years old. I wish I would have stayed in school. As a 40-year-old and a mother of two children with a 15-year-old that is struggling in school, honestly, you want to stay in school. I mean, it's something, it's your future. You want to be able to have something to fall back on.
There you go. That's what we said. Thanks, Brenda, the fall back.
Now, I'm in this weird position to where if I fall back, I have kind of years of experience to fall back on. So I don't necessarily need it. But you're starting out.
In all fairness, just to show... Roy's also, you know, boxed in. There's positions that demand a degree, and Roy looks at, you know, if you're looking for a job and you look at something.
Management, but I don't want to get into
that. Okay, but it'll say, hey, minimum requirement, 4-year or 2-year degree, you're out. That's all.
But Roy could always go back to school at this point, too.
Of course he could.
So my mom dropped out of school and then went back, and her and I actually went to college together and helped each other out. I know you'll find that hard to believe.
Room together.
It's great for her now because she has the opportunity, if she wants to go into management.
We're so mature.
Flirting, both of them flirting with bosses.
Look at the two sisters up there. Oh, my God. Hey, but Ashlyn says the opposite. You don't need to stay in school. Hi, Ashlyn.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. Talk to A.A. Ron, our video producer, who was thinking about dropping out of college.
Okay, so I went to Wingate as well, and I am paying for a degree that I'm not even using. So if that's something that you want to pursue, I say pursue it and see where it goes. Because you're young enough to work and go back to school.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like Wingate's getting
Wingate's getting the biggest hit here.
Communications.
Communications is a useful degree. You can use
thanks,
you can
Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also got another text message from someone in Wingate who said you should drop out. I also went to Wingate.
Come on, Wingate's a good school.
I don't know.
It is a good school.
All right, there's a couple more people on hold. We'll take a break. We'll talk to them off the air, and you'll stay in school.
Okay.
All right?
Or drop out.
That's the way it'll go.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You're never more than a few hours away from us paying your bills for you. That's right. KISS 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show, want to pay your bills with $1,000 every day, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. So your next shot coming up in just a few hours with Cameron right here on KISS 95.1.
Ever heard of breakup anniversary?
No, but I think I'd be down for it.
Breakup anniversary?
So there's this New York couple, and they started a tradition. It's Katie and Cassandra. They started a tradition where they celebrate every year on the anniversary of the day they broke up. Now, they believe, for the people that are rolling their eyes and be like, what the world? They believe that it keeps their relationship light and without resentment for each other so that they're still able to be friends.
This goes back to the conversation that we had just after 8 o'clock this morning when you had to tell your significant other to stop talking to their ex.
Yeah, now I don't think I'm down for it.
Before really? You were.
Yeah, because I thought it was like you celebrated it by yourself because you moved past it, and I'd be down for that. But if you're still hanging on to them and you're celebrating together, I don't think I'm in.
But I guess it's for all the things that you could not find in agreement with each other. You can at least agree on one thing. You like to go out and have fun.
That is too forward. That's like way too progressive thinking for a lot of couples.
I kind of agree with that. Yeah. Y'all know I'm jealous and petty, and I'm it's a whole thing.
Are you friends with any of your exes?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Like, if it's a friend, we're friendly, but we're not friends. You know what I mean? Like, if I saw my ex Ross out in public in Fort Lauderdale, I would say hi to him and catch up with him just in passing. But I'm not going to call him and be like, hey, what's going on with you and your new wife? Or, you know, tell him what's going on with Dallas and I.
Like, four shots into your break-anniversary, he accidentally spills some liquid on the table and cleans it up and be like, oh, where was that 2 years ago? Maybe if you cleaned up after yourself, we wouldn't be doing this.
I don't know. I don't know if I can get into the break-anniversary.
Yeah, I think I'm off now. I was on board.
I don't know. It depends on how we end. Like, Sterling and I are so close that if we ever ended on a good terms, I'd probably be into that.
You say that now, though, but things are different after a breakup.
That's true.
I think the person we need to talk to is Nicole. She revealed a week ago that her and her longtime girlfriend, Lauren, are no longer dating. Let's ring her doorbell since she's in a different room and see if she answers.
Is she answering?
I don't know if I want to answer.
Can you come in? Hi. Listen, we know you're, thanks for letting us in. Still need some WD-40 on the door.
How are things with you and Lauren?
I know she's been out in the snow and having a good time.
Yeah, hold on a second, by the way. Hold on. What is that?
I don't know. I think somebody's like in the crawl space above the studio.
They're drilling. That's all I hear.
There is so much racket.
Seriously? What are they doing?
It looks like they're running wire or cord or something.
Hey, Aaron, find out what's going on out there. Loren, open that door. Let's ask the guy what he's doing.
There's so much things going on.
What's going on out here?
Ask him what he's doing. What are they doing? Hey, what wire are you putting in?
A sign circuit?
Oh, a sign circuit.
Are we getting a sign? Oh,
okay.
There you go.
Wait. What's the sign look like?
Hey, bring the electrician in here for a minute.
Come on in. Come on the show.
Let's learn about our look.
So, welcome to the Mandy Rowland Morning Show.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Rico.
Hey, Rico.
We heard the racket. What's going on?
Oh, we're pulling in a sign circuit for a new sign going out in front of the building.
Oh, in the front of the building. Mm-hmm. I thought we were getting a sign in the studio.
Oh, that'd been cool.
Well, who cares about the front of the building? Stop.
Oh, image is everything, isn't
it? Hey, are you married?
Yeah, well, engaged.
Engaged.
Engaged for about 8 years now, so I can say common law marriage, yeah.
Yeah, what's I mean, she's not pushing you to get the final wedding?
No, not quite. We were kind of waiting until the kids finish school and stuff like that so we can enjoy it.
There you go.
Yeah.
We were sitting here talking about breakupversaries and if anybody would ever celebrate a breakup.
Yeah, with like an ex. You know,
I could celebrate a ton of ex breakups if you really want to know.
Well, you got to celebrate it with them.
Though. Yeah, you have to celebrate with them.
By posting like together on social media or tagging them.
The current situation would have an all-out fallout with that.
That's what we think. Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
You can't go give more acknowledgement to somebody else in the past while you got somebody else right here.
Amen.
Like a true electrician, y'all.
And let's talk about this sign real quick. Is our names going to be on the sign?
I'm not real certain.
M-A-N-E-Y. And then don't forget to capitalize the R in Loren's name.
And Roy's pretty simple. Everybody knows how to spell Roy.
But he has the little thing over his Y.
Yeah, the umlaut. I think it's called.
He felt slighted, so he needed something with his name, too.
Hey, Rico, real quick, if you're just joining us, this is Rico. He's doing work outside our studio for the building here. You ever find anything weird, like when you were going up into like the ceiling or like somebody's attic?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that's weird up in the ceilings. We found a coworker found old Playboys of very large women.
Oh.
And it was like almost 1,000 of them up in the So they move the ceiling tile and the box falls down on top of them and it's a bunch of old, dirty lady magazines.
Right?
Wow. Interesting.
So finders keepers, right?
You find tools up in the ceiling. You find all kind of stuff. Okay. Beer cans.
Money?
No, any money.
How's it looking up on our roof? Is it clean?
It is very clean up on
our
roof.
Okay.
Yeah, good to know.
Because we're filthy down here. I could only imagine.
I don't know. It's pretty pristine inside the building here.
Yeah, you think?
All these gold records everywhere.
Oh,
that's how we distract you. Yeah. We distract you with the gold records. Go look at the corners of the building and the refrigerator. Then you'll see the real...
I don't get to go in those areas very much.
Yeah, the shiny... It's squirrel.
Yeah.
You know who the happiest person is right now? Our producer, Nicole, because we were about to get into... She just broke up with her ex last week, with her girlfriend last week. So now she just got a reprieve because we were talking to you instead, Rico.
Oh, well.
So
great.
There you go. All right, there you go.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
I love it. It's kind of like one of those, like Mr. Rogers, like, hey, who's outside?
Who's knocking on the door?
Come on in. Yeah.
KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So, I've been holding on to this. I wanted to read these to you guys. I found this on Reddit. This Reddit thread had, like, random facts. Now, I didn't do any back-checking to see if these facts are true. Okay. But, I mean, it's just, there's a section on Reddit that says, today I learned, dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, someone said, today I learned that Eleanor Roosevelt, the former first lady, regularly refused Secret Service protection and instead would travel with a .22 Smith & Wesson on her in person.
Well, she is B.A. Yeah. I love her. Huh. I can't believe they let her do that, though. Like, now, I don't think... Can you refuse? I don't think you can refuse now.
I don't... Well, that's Guarding Tess with Nicolas Cage. Awesome movie about him having to guard the first lady, and she's a handful.
Yeah.
A German man celebrated his birthday for 46 hours by traveling through every different time zone.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Let's see. What's that guy's name? Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was bullied a lot during school. He was once sent to the hospital after bullies threw him down the stairs and went after him.
My gosh.
And he once said, you will all be working for me. No word whether or not they hired him. let's see. According to legend, the corgi?
The dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this thing.
They're like the little, they're fluffy, but they're kind of short.
Yeah.
The corgi was once ridden by little people. And that's why their markings were caused by stirrups placed on their backs.
Corgis are really, really small. I don't even think a little person could fit on a corgi.
Okay, well, I said not all these facts might not be right.
Yeah, I think that's a mean joke.
Old wives' tale.
Yeah. Caused by saddles and stirrups placed on their back.
Corgis are cute, though.
Yeah, they are cute. You know, they're really smart, too.
I saw on Reddit, and I really loved it. It's like, gosh, I was today years old when I found out. You know those things? Aaron knows. He's up on the Reddit. But it's where people, like, where they're dumb and they didn't realize they've been doing it wrong all these years. Like, this guy was like, I was today's years old and I found out that have to turn my electric toothbrush on before I put it in my mouth. So he would always put his toothpaste on his electric toothbrush, turn it on, and then quickly, before it spews everywhere,
put it
in his mouth. And somebody was like, just turn it on when you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh. And then someone else was like, I was today years old when I found out that I can wait to get into the shower before it gets warm. So they would turn the shower on, hop in while it's cold, and then
that's
just
crazy.
Deal with it.
Let's read some of those tomorrow. I like that.
Yeah.
They're all common sense things.
Yeah, it's like common sense that people are like, you don't need to do that.
I still get blown away when you look at those like 50 things you've been doing wrong all along, and it's like opening up your orange juice container the wrong way or something. One last one. Edgar Allan Poe wrote a novel in which a group of shipwreck survivors draw lots in which the loser will be beaten. The boy who lost was named Richard Parker. 50 years later, an English ship sank and the survivors drew lots. The loser's name was Richard Parker.
I don't understand I don't understand.
He wrote a novel about the book, and then the book actually came true is what this person is saying.
Oh, okay.
This is all from Reddit's Today I Learned section.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that took me a minute to follow that, too. Roy, I'm with you.
Yeah, it was hard.
Two 16-year-old girls in West Virginia. Yeah, maybe I won't finish that one. They did something bad to this other girl.
Okay.
Because they were tired of being her friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll just go over that one. Got anything good for us?
Here's a good one. Okay. The toll road.
Oh, yeah, we got Aaron takes one while he goes to Wingate, the place that he's not going to drop out of.
In the 1950s, when toll roads were first introduced, they were never supposed to be permanent. They were only supposed to last until the road was paid for and then go away.
Hmm. Oh, that's kind of like the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
The Eiffel Tower, originally, the Paris people hated the Eiffel Tower, thought it was an eyesore.
Mm.
And so he built it, and they're like, listen, here's the deal. You can get your monies back, and then you got to dismantle it so you can give rides to the top.
And then they made it something else.
So he started inviting, like, Thomasette, because the guy who owned it had an apartment at the tippy-tippy top. So he started inviting, like, Thomas Edison over and all these scientists. And then they ultimately created the Eiffel Tower as a radio tower.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the government was like, oh, okay, so there is some use to this stupid thing. Let's keep it.
I like that this guy's got a baller apartment on top of the Eiffel Tower, and he invites Thomas Edison over. Like, bro, come on.
Pick up that Roy and Lauren show. Rise and shine.
Every morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.